Tausch begins now. How's it going for you?
Doing awesome. How are you?
Great. Can't wait for the big reveal of what you were up to at some sort of television studio in the greater Green Bay Metroplex. We'll find that out when we get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints.
Oh, spoiler alert.
You pointed out the TV camera and the light in the background when he left, and you still had the video stream.
We were putting the clues together. He said it's not like the world of radio where things are
Thought we were pretty clear on. We thought
Blues Clues.
I'm still figuring it all out.
By the way, speaking of blue, Brian Bulaga, great, great addition to our team. We're so happy to have him. But I got a text from James Campen this morning, and he calls him Bull. Was that a commonplace thing? Bull instead of blue?
It started off like beluga whale, and then it went to blue because we're all kind of lazy, and then I think it was Bull. So, yeah, I think there's anything that began with a B, I think, was fair game.
Mm.
I got a text from Campy earlier this morning, too.
Does he know you're in town? Is he going to he's not in Green Bay.
I also got a text from James Campen.
That's interesting. What did he say to you?
I lied. I didn't.
Well, honestly, the text string that I'm on, it's a eclectic cast of characters. I'm not at liberty to share what was all said, but let's just say we are very happy to hear that Campy's doing well. That's all I'm going to say. He's doing really good. So that's great to hear.
Yeah. I got to see him through the magic of video when we did a charity event last week, and Brian Bulaga, Bull, and Corey Linsley were involved, so that was awesome, and we all love Campy on here, even though Jesse didn't get a text message from him. I'm curious, when you look at this whole conversation that we've spent the 2 hours on wide receiver, what's the opportunity cost if you do go get DK Metcalf? Because that probably, since it would also require a trade to get Trey Hendrickson, means you're out on Trey Hendrickson. And again, maybe Goody has no interest in Trey Hendrickson. I think he should. But if you do this, how much less capable are you of fixing the other holes in your roster?
I don't think it's as big of a deal. But the Packers have plenty of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
They do want to get more picks, there's no doubt. So if you're giving up the Corbin package, a first and a third, it limits you. If you end up giving up a third, then I start wondering if Goody thinks about maybe trading that one and trying to grab more twos, because not a doubt in my mind, he wants more picks. He said that. But you're looking at how can we address these spots and still continue to add young players. The thing that you were doing when you went through that litany of Goody picks at wideout, there was a 2-year void where you didn't take any cracks at it. And that doesn't happen often. Just like you don't see that with offensive linemen, typically Green Bay will always draft one or two, regardless of how good their group is, because things change quickly in this league. 2 years, and then you end up, you know, you're kind of banking on Devontae being the guy for a couple of those, and he did, and he was.
He was, yeah.
But, man, things can get dicey quickly, and they did. And then you thought you had some home runs, and maybe you had singles when it comes to the rest of your wide receiving core, and you hope that they're able to leg these in and steal and get some runs out of it. But as we sit here now, that hasn't been the case, so I think if you end up going, and I've said this the entire time, I think you're going to see one big splash and then a lot of ripples that will affect your football team in a positive way. But I don't think there's any mistaking. If this team is going to get a lot better and be a Super Bowl contender, it's not going to be because they made one big splash free agent move. It's going to be because the young guys on this roster got better and Jordan Love got better, and the offense gets a lot better. The development of these picks from the last two drafts, they're going to need to take steps. And if they don't, because for all that we've said about Philadelphia, and Philadelphia's roster was stacked, we said that all year, their roster was better than Green Bay's. They got a lot of productivity from first and second year players, a lot. And those guys while they weren't Saquon and they weren't Zach Bond, there's a lot of guys, whether it was Cooper DeJean, the other dude, the defensive back that I keep forgetting his name.
Quinyon Mitchell.
They were early picks and jumped right into roles, and that was a big reason why they were able to win a championship. That's still going to be the case with Green Bay. Those guys need to take the step. Trey Hendrickson come in, be a great player, and that's awesome, but it's still going to be those other guys needing to take steps in order to make this team a Super Bowl contender.
So do they need Trey Hendrickson? Do they need him more than they need DK Metcalf?
Yes.
I agree. So will they do that? 30-year-old pass rusher. What's Goody going to do there? Again, 27-year-old wide receiver versus 32. Is he willing to go against his type to do some things because of his urgency statement? That's the other part of this.
I just believe he'll do one. I don't think he's going to go and do a Metcalf deal and then also a Trey Hendrickson. I think if you're going to move pieces, not pick up a Bosa or Devontae or something that's not going to cost you anything but the financial part, he's only going to get one crack at that. And if it's Hendrickson, if it's Metcalf, whoever it might be, I think he's only going to do one. Then you look at what are our next best options in the Devontae realm, which is signing guys that have been released. Jonathan Allen from Washington just got released. He's younger. He's going to be expensive. Is he the answer? You're not going to have to give up picks to get him. And that's why I just, Trey Hendrickson's, the reports are it's going to take a second, maybe an early third to get him. But that's not the only opportunity cost, as you put it. It's going to be another $30 million a year. You saw what Max Crosby got. That's the price of doing business. And we have to kind of get over the fact that this is what it costs. It's just a matter of, is it the right guy? We will pay for the right guy. I'm happy Goody paid for the right guys last year. It was great.
He did.
And it helped our team.
Do you think that increases his likelihood of doing it again?
Yes. You have success in something, you're much more likely to dab back in that same well than if you don't. That water tastes pretty sweet last year, didn't it?
It did, and it was vitamin fortified. The problem that I have, and I was saying this to Homer and Gabe this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, I don't like feeling like I don't really know what the hell he's going to do. Because what I don't want to do is get people's hopes up. Like, I feel like with Ted, unless it went completely out of left
field.
You want
to like just be suppressed all the time?
No. With Ted, I feel like I always had a pretty good idea. Well, he's not doing this. Nope, he's not doing this.
So you'd rather have no hope of
happening than
not knowing.
No, that's not what I'm saying. From the job
kind of
that
what
we
you just
have.
Said. Oh, okay.
Before I was rudely interrupted.
Right.
But I don't want to create false hope. So if Devontae Adams, this is why I sent that text. You could question and quibble with the way I phrased it. But I don't want to get people's hopes up about Devontae Adams if Goody has zero interest in him. None. Zip. Trey Hendrickson, to me, makes a lot of sense. Because he also makes Rashawn Gary better and potentially more productive. And he makes Kenny Clark and LVN more productive. And if it's only a second or a third, I would rather give up a third for him than give it up for DK Metcalf. Because I think the pass rush, if you can win with four, opens up a realm of possibilities. I'd rather not have to give up a pick and take an older Devontae Adams to fix my wide receiver position. That allows me to give up one draft pick and fix two positions. As opposed to if I give up a draft pick for DK Metcalf, I've only fixed one.
Why do you think Schefter's report that you said on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning is that the Packers aren't as intrigued as maybe we'd like to think that they should be?
Yeah, I can only assume he's talked to people that have given him that vibe and that he's 32 years old and Goody just doesn't believe in age. Age is more than a number. Age is a disqualifier for him. But me, that's me guessing.
Good thing he's not the GM of the Lakers, am I right?
Well, maybe they can get Doncic in another trade, and they get Doncic here.
Thank you,
I love that laugh. It's not as good as Mark Murphy, but it's pretty good. All right.
Want to hear them together?
It's a whole room full of laughter. All right, Jesse, do you really want to play Where's Wildy, or would you rather keep going with people's talk and text line responses on the Carbless talk and text line?
I do not want to play Where's Wildy anymore. No, we'll play
that. Because you don't have the audio.
Yeah, we'll play that on Monday or Tuesday or sometime next week.
You know who our cousin sub of the day is on Monday, right?
Well,
hold
off on
that.
I'm not going to lie. I'm already very nervous about that.
I think you should probably hold off on that for the time being, FYI. That's why we typically don't talk about
programming. I wasn't going to say who is scheduled to appear. I wasn't even going to mention it.
Yeah, you were.
No,
don't
I wasn't.
Why
I swear
lying?
To God, I wasn't.
Jesse.
But I'm nervous about this person.
Jesse.
Not because I'm worried about him showing. It's because
Jesse.
3 hours is a long time to put up with me for this person.
Jesse. He was going to say it, wasn't he?
I was not going to say it.
Why is he so afraid of you? I don't get this.
I wasn't going to say it. All right.
Yes, you were.
We're going to do whatever Jesse wants to do. So, Jesse, what do you want to do?
Let's review what some of the fans are saying, because we haven't checked the text line here in a moment, and there's some thoughts on Trey Hendrickson, on DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
I think we should circle back for some of that.
I also would like to let you know how that poll turned out yesterday about Dontavion Wicks and Jaden Reed. There was some separation, but not much. Just like there's separation between the morning when Tausch is drinking his favorite beverage, which is a hot, piping hot, delicious Karuba coffee, and his beverage he might drink in the evening, which, of course, is a Blue Mountain Sparkling Coors Lights.
You know, it's Coors Light's getting warm out. You got to make sure you're drinking Coors Light. Get those mountains blue. You get, look at that can, the silver bullet. I like the 16-ounce wide mouth, and then that Blue Mountain just popping off. That's when you know Coors Light is chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. A go then, Colorado.
We'll check the text line and check the poll next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Peace. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't want to wait. Tonight's the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no
All right, Jesse. What have we heard on the Carbless talk and text line? Carbless-less is more.
So believe it or not, there's actually the entire first page of it right now is people trying to fact check the 190 versus 199 bowling score argument. Mm-hmm. This is like a nightmare all over again 10 years later from when I did this Beaver Dam. No, it's not right.
But I'm saying I knew that there were going to be people that wanted to fact check you because I wanted to fact check you.
Yes.
Wait, have you done the 10 frames and scored it yourself right there?
Because people were texting it. I did it myself here. I mathed it all out here. This is bowling math here. You can read this. So 9 pins, so 19 all the way up to here. You have a 171 going into the final frame. You have a 152 in the 8th with a spare in the 9th. So it's up to you add the 9 from the first ball in the 10th frame. So you're up to a 171. You get the spare. That's 10 pins in the 10th plus 9 more. 19 pins in the final frame. 190, not a 199. You're all wrong. You say it's a 199. It's a 190.
Including you and your dad, who were once
including wrong. Yes, believe me, my dad's gotten a lot of grief from this, from me, over the years for how foolish I felt when I did this in Beaver Dam. Now, he can have comfort in knowing so many people, including Tausch, would think he was still
right. Are dumb like him.
Yeah. It's 190.
No, I just knew that this would be controversial. We went bowling during the COVID era, and they didn't have screens. You know, everything now is so high tech, right? They handed you an old scorecard. You know, they gave you a piece of paper, said, here you go. and nobody knew how to do it. I still don't. And I should, but I don't. So, Jesse, just because you threw a slab of paper up and said that's what it is, I'm sorry, that's not Einstein putting together this equation, okay? It's just not.
So I Googled it, and it has, you know, how the Google now has the AI translator that pops up at the top, and it gives you, like, the quick AI overview answer. So I Googled it. I said, what's the best score you can get in bowling without getting a strike? It says 190. Someone else sends me a...
What is Jason doing back there? Is he, like, packing?
I'm trying to fix my chair. I broke my chair.
Someone else sends me a screenshot on the text line with the exact same thing typed into Google, and the response says a 199.
Yeah.
So Google's wrong about it, but Google's playing both sides of this argument. You can't do that.
What did Grok? And then check if ChatGPT. We got a bunch of different deals.
It's
now.
A 190.
And Scuba Chad.
Mike and Madison, I love you boys. You've been on the Devontae trade for a while. Bring him back. I agree that there needs to be veteran presence in the locker room. Do you honestly think Goody would apologize to Devontae?
No, he doesn't need to apologize to Devontae. It's a business. You apologize by paying him his money and have him come in. That's the apology.
Pay that man his money.
You think Devontae, Jason, does Devontae want an apology? Devontae wants an opportunity.
He wants a job.
Yeah.
He wants to win. He wants to get a gold jacket. Apology is what? Apology is even lower on the list than
West Coast.
West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
John.
Yeah.
John in Brownsville.
It wasn't even me.
No, I know.
All right, I'm gonna put this text up here for you in a minute. I think.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I feel about this one, so we're gonna need.
Is there profanity in it?
No, he's trying to do an analogy here.
Ooh, I love that.
And he goes Quick Trip with the analogy.
Okay.
But I'm not sure I get it.
Mini tacos. So I like the mini
tacos.
This
is about the DK Metcalf potential trade here. So why would you splurge on the chicken tenders at the Quick Trip hotspot when the rib sandwich is on sale and you know it's always good? Might even be able to afford a quickery muffin. Get Devontae Adams and look for a D end instead of DK Metcalf.
Mm.
I
understand what John's saying.
I totally know what he's going for.
Yeah, and you know what the great thing is at these hotspots? Everything's great. Yes, some things cost more. Players cost more.
Yeah.
And it comes back to, if I'm really hankering for those tenders, I probably want to go on Wednesday. If I'm really hankering for a rotisserie chicken, I'm going Monday. But if it's a Thursday and I'm not really in the mood, or, you know, weekends, they do the brats and the hot dogs. That's kind of their special on the weekends. If I'm not in the mood for that, I'm going to go get a chicken tender, or I'm going to go get something. The apps are on sale till the 10th. I'll get some mozzie sticks, and I'll maybe throw a coffee and some Dunkers in. You have to look at what, if you really are
value.
In the mood for those tenders, you go, and the tenders are going to make you whole, go get the tenders. If you're just hungry and want a great meal, look around and say, ooh, yeah, that rib sandwich is dynamite, and it's only here for a certain amount of time. I'm going to pounce on that. So I think it's a great analogy. Well done.
Wait, is the rib sandwich at Quick Trip like another rib sandwich somewhere else where it's only intermittently, or do they have it all the time?
It's a great
just
question.
A matter of whether you hit the hot spot at the right time.
It's there pretty frequently.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Potatoes for sale.
Heard that.
Potatoes for sale.
Indeed. And Dunkers.
One more here from Ron in Sun Prairie.
Guy.
Ronnie.
Maybe. Oh, he does say Guy.
Guyev.
Maybe. Guyev.
He's a Russian operative.
Maybe Goody needs to get a different scout team. Ultimately, he makes the last decision. But all these terrible receiver picks, maybe that's on his scout team for not being very good judges of talent. Ron and Sun Prairie. What do we make of that coming after the scout team?
I disagree with Ron's premise. I think, again, as Jason, one of our callers earlier in the show, pointed out, it's a glaring difference.
It is.
Between the big boys that beat us consistently this season and where we're at. But I'm not going to sit here and besmirch. Like, our receiving core is nice. It's good.
Nice.
Not great. And you want to have some people emerge. I said all last year, we're waiting for the cream. Get that good butter fat. Make that good cheese. Make that good ice cream. Yeah. Yep. And milk. And milk's good. Milk is nutritious. But were we ladling off great, creamy, luxurious ice cream? We weren't. There isn't. And, you know, I used to have ice milk. My mom would get us ice milk. It's fine, but it ain't ice cream. We need ice cream. We need to get our freezer stocked with some good, luxurious, thick, and creamy ice cream. We don't have that. Those other places do. They're, it's coming out their ears. We got ice milk and some gallons of milk in our fridge. That's what we got.
Did you feel out-analogied by John in Brownsville, and so you felt like you had to deliver an analogy there to try and reclaim your throne?
No, but I thought mine was pretty good, because if you recall, and my memory not great, as you guys know, I had said all last year, I can't wait to see the cream rising to the top, and talked a lot about butterfat.
A lot of butterfat.
That's obviously a big farming, that's farming. Yeah. And drinking that milk right off the bulk tank back in the old days.
Right off the udder.
Good stuff, man. It's... You needed some cream. And I don't know, Jason, was there any cream top of that bulk tank that we ladled last year, or is it all milk?
I wasn't there. I wasn't doing any ladling.
No, I'm talking about the receivers.
Oh. I don't remember going to the farm with you. Sorry.
You talk about a fish out of water. That'd be you.
Hey, I walked a cow once at the state fair. I don't think that there was a whole lot of butterfat rising to the top. The idea that butterfat is a good thing, it just doesn't sound like it should be a good thing.
Well, you're wrong, but okay. Everything you love in the dairy world is going to have a little tinge of butterfat to it. When you're talking ice cream and that good, good, good creamy butter, yeah, it's where it's at.
Yeah, Grassland Dairy. Yep. Great partner of Wilde and Tausch. Mm-hmm. All right, that is it of the analogy off.
I'm told Grok says it's a 190 for the bowling score, so Grok's got that going for it.
Okay.
How did your guy Elon settle on Grok?
You'd have to ask him.
I
didn't ask him. Gronk? Yeah. I think maybe Gronk.
He's doing a lot of
maybe
media these days.
Maybe he's very busy. Maybe he's a Patriots fan.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gronk.
We will get to Woe Nelly, and then we will finally get the details on what good deed Tausch is doing at a local Green Bay television station with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Those are both still ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for Woe Nelly with Jesse.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Anyone who says I wouldn't have beat Strofe in that combine last week should have seen me on reverse cam just now running to my desk.
No, you're definitely going to beat Strofe in the three cone. There's not a doubt about that.
Tomorrow is Senior Day at the Kohl Center and at Fiserv Forum for Wisconsin and Marquette men's basketball. What, Tausch? Mm.
No, I mean, I just made a comment, and I didn't even get, like, an acknowledgement that I might as well have just been, like, a bird on a windowsill.
You've become increasingly higher maintenance on positive feedback.
I know. I don't love it, either. I'm not happy with myself.
I appreciate your kind words and support, Tausch. I do agree I would have beaten Strofe, especially in that three-cone drill.
Why do we have to keep beating up Strofe about this? Like, I feel like you're beating a slow, elderly runner.
Whoa, Nelly!
I get nothing for that.
Now you're good. This is what we're doing now. Awkward silence and then bird on a window. Go ahead, Jelly.
Tomorrow is senior day at both the Kohl Center and Fiserv Forum for Wisconsin and Marquette men's basketball. I would like to propose that we change how we celebrate seniors and senior day college sports teams. Because I think the emotion that goes into the pregame festivities...
counterproductive.
It can hinder the performance of the team playing with a little added pressure.
I agree.
In the game. You're going through, your parents are walking out with you, you're receiving the recognition, knowing it kind of sets in even before tip, like this is my last game at the Kohl Center. I think there should be an entirely separate ceremony that takes place not on game day for the seniors being recognized and celebrated at the Kohl Center or at Camp Randall or at Fiserv Forum, wherever you play your home games. Flush it or flesh it, old T.
Yeah, it's idiotic. It's dumb. So, yeah. So you expect...
Thank you for your kind support and feedback.
You get... Well, at least
might as well
I
be
talked.
A bird on a window.
At least I said something, and it just, like, passed it by like it was nowhere to be found. You're asking people, 80,000 folks, to come in November 30th or December 3rd, after the season's over... to come and acknowledge all of the trainers and everybody else at the end of the season and give them rounds of applause for 3 minutes and then everybody goes home. That's your big thing.
I am sure the good people at the University of Wisconsin or at Marquette or at UW-Milwaukee or Bradley or wherever we are would find a way to make it a little more worthwhile than a three-minute ceremony
what are you gonna
that people
do?
Would come in for.
What are you going to
so,
do?
So UW-Green Bay's women... had their senior day. We were there. Sid and her team went. It was very difficult for me because I had a not helicopter, and I got all their tickets for them to all sit together, and then I sat somewhere else. And even though we were in the same arena, I still struggled.
Writing an article up by the hot dog stand?
No, I watched the game with two buddies of mine. It was fun. But they introduced them as seniors. They came out before the game, but it was very brief. And then after the game, they had a whole to-do where they had a lengthy program. Now, they fortunately won. They beat Purdue Fort Wayne to win the regular season title. But I did like that it was mostly after the game that they did most of the stuff for the exact reason you're saying. And in fairness, they did win the game. They got down 12-2 to open the game. In part because I'm guessing emotions were high. So they had like six seniors on their team.
And I thought of doing it after the game first.
What did your dad do for the bowling team?
Well, the JV.
Do it in like the fifth frame?
The JV squad. I don't know. There weren't many seniors on the JV squad. I don't know if he ever had a senior day to celebrate. So you could do it after the game, but you got to know you're going to win the game. Like, you don't want to be celebrating.
So schedule Penn State.
Hey, here's this six group of great seniors who just got their butts kicked by 23 today. Let's go celebrate them and all their accomplishments. Like, that's not going to feel right.
It's fair. It's a fair point.
That's why I think you just... Whoa, it needs to be a separate ceremony. Needs to be a
separate ceremony.
Yeah, but then none of the fans are there.
You can ask 80,000 people to come back and just do that and then go home.
Make it like almost like a pep rally kind of deal. Have some kind of giveaway. Celebrate the great accomplishments.
This is an unrealistic
idea. Maybe combine sports. Do it among several Badger sports so everybody gets to have it all. Senior day could be an entire thing at the Kohl Center for the football team.
You mean like graduation day?
So now you're getting somewhere. Now you're getting somewhere.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Keep flushing this out. Keep going, and you'll get to somewhere that's palatable for everybody. But
have a concert.
The bottom line is
marching band.
Jesse, parents like to have the picture with the last game in uniform. Out with 80,000 fans in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And if your kid's got to deal with a little bit of nerviness early in the game, so be it. That's not going to win or lose you games. Is it ideal? No, it's super emotional. There's no doubt about it. But guys will rise to that. And I think you can use that emotion in a positive way just the same as you can in a negative
I'm saying it can impact the win and loss. What if Purdue loses tonight to Illinois? The Badgers need a win tomorrow to secure the double bye to the quarterfinal round of the Big Ten tournament. Yeah. And because they celebrate the seniors before the game, they come out slow. And Penn State, playing for nothing but pride, pulls off some shocking upset win at the Kohl Center.
They don't deserve it then. Well, then they don't deserve it. You get what you deserve in sports most of the time. Period.
Ball don't lie.
Amen.
It also disrupts the pregame routine for those players who normally have a rhythm and a process they're going through leading up. Now they got to take time and, oh, now I got to walk out with Ma and Pa, wave to the Kohl Center fans. Do it after.
I like the idea of having a senior day where the seniors of every sport get together and you celebrate them and you get something at the Kohl Center, a la almost like a graduation. I think that is a really good idea, but you're still going to want something on that day with your team, with your parents, with your friends, family, mm-hmm. and a full courts, full hearts.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm going to draw the trivia winner.
I should probably get that trademark.
That's pretty good.
Really good.
It is very good. Yeah.
Full courts, full hearts, can't lose.
Want to make sure we give Tausch enough time to talk about his Feel Good Friday experience.
That's a good plan.
So, yep. So I'm going to draw the trivia winner right now. There are three entries.
It's going to be a first-time winner.
It is going to be a first-time contestant that wins. It is going to be a first-time contestant that has three entries.
We have not announced. There's some big things coming with Wildy and Tausch Trivia. We have not. There's nothing announceable yet, though, correct?
Not yet. There's a couple of big things coming up this year.
Yeah, I love it.
Not yet, but coming
not,
soon.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So not yet or not yet?
Congratulations. Great reference, Tausch. That was really funny. I'm glad
Jess.
Did that.
Thank
congratulations, Van in Belleville. Who I believe
double trivia
was
one of the double trivia people.
LYG guy, if I remember right. Van in Belleville, Wednesday's geography trivia. Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one who said he loved us this week, and he is our trivia winner.
Mm. That's good karma.
Brands.
Really good karma. Yeah.
All another right, we'll all find out together Tausch. What Tausch's Feel Good Friday activity is. Yeah, that was really great, Tausch. Great job. Really good. Well done.
You're so witty. You.
Thanks, guys.
Gosh, we're so lucky to have you.
You ain't kidding.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
Welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The NFL Draft is now underway.
Live from historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
With the first pick.
Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the
time now for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints and delivered by the big pickler himself, Mark Tauscher, live from a local television studio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Tausch, take it away.
All right, Jason, thank you. So you and I both have done a bunch of stuff with Feeding America. We boxed up goods. I've been doing a golf outing up in Door County for the Boys and Girls Club for about a decade, and we've been able to create something really fun. And by we, Sarah has taken on the brunt of this, but mm-hmm. with our partners at TDS as well. And food-wise, I'm going to show you a little shirt that we just put together.
Does it say, I agree with Tausch?
No, the back does. But it's Tausch's Cooking Camp to tackle hunger. And this has been a two-year process that we've kind of started with an idea, and we have executed it. I was up here in Green Bay all day yesterday with the mayor, with some of the city council. We have launched a 8-week program with the Boys and Girls Club and our partners to provide these food kits, and they cook there at the Boys and Girls Club. You get a collection. Everybody's chopping up onions. You get a menu card, a little recipe card. You have 10 or 12 kids. They cook. They eat there, and then they take home a box to their family and cook at home. So we've kind of coordinated with these four great partners and found a way to do some really cool interactive things. We have launched in three Fox Valley Boys and Girls Clubs, and we couldn't be more excited. I have to give a ton of credit to Sarah, who has really taken the bull by the horns and gotten this thing going. But it was really cool to see this thing launch yesterday. And I'm here at Fox 11. We did a little deal with Abby on their Fox 11 cooking show. Didn't get to cook, but we got to talk about the program. So we are really excited to get this thing off the ground after a lot of planning and a lot of work. And yesterday's event could not have been more successful. So really excited about Tausch's Cooking Camp. You can check it out on Instagram, which I'm still struggling with. But it's Tausch's Camp on Instagram. Sarah's been posting photos of kind of the last. She's been up here for 3 days. I've been up here for two. So really fun, fun initiative.
This is so awesome and so amazing. And you may have wanted positive feedback for the other garbage that you put out on this show, but this is truly golden. This is amazing, and I love that you're doing it. Has anyone pointed out the irony that you literally announced it the week that you banned your own wife from using the oven in your home, and she did all the work?
That is ironic, and it's almost like she was doing that, but she's not actually in the kitchen cooking. She's organizing. She's getting the stuff prepped
and
ready.
He just can't help himself.
But, no, I can't. But I'm telling you, last night it was cool. You know, everybody's on their phones. These kids come after school. They're dicing up onions. They're firing it into the ground beef. They're making the sauce. And then we had to let the spaghetti pot, one pot spaghetti is what the menu was last night. And then everybody sat down and ate. And then everybody took the box home. And so interaction, a lot of interactivity.
Love it.
Was great.
I'm so proud of you guys, and really Sarah, because she's doing. You're just really lending your name.
I'm not arguing. There's not an argument for me on that.
That's amazing. Again, where do we go if we want to find out more about
Tausch's
this good thing
Camp.
You're doing?
Instagram at Tausch's Camp.
All right, check that
and
out.
We will be at some point putting that video that I took off the show to go and shoot with Abby and the team over here at Fox.
Nice. Live. We look forward to that as well. All right, that is it for us this week. We will be back on Monday. Tausch won't be here, and I'm not allowed to say who's scheduled to appear because he might not appear. So tune in Monday anyway. I'll be here. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.